Little bit of hang
Amor,
on
this is
now.
Mindy. How may I help you?
Hi, who's this?
Mindy with Amor.
Amanda, this is Marco with Galvez Transportation. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
All right.
That's good to hear.
My contract number. Do you need my contract number?
I do. Bear with me just a moment here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
110-3129.
3129.
110-3129.
Okay, give me just a moment. And that's Galvez Transportation. And this is Margo. All right, let's see here. It does look like we've already verified you today, so I don't have to verify the account again. How can I help you?
I already been talking to the insurance about the don't charge you for the insurance, but I will send proof. I've been insured from January when there was expired renew right away. But question, how much is my balance right now? How many payment
Okay.
left?
All right. So I am showing that you have a general balance remaining of $32,861.27. You had a
32,000, how much?
$32,861.27.
Okay.
And let's see here. It looks like you had a full term amount of 46 months, and you've already paid 17 months, and you have 29 more months worth of payments to make.
20, so 29 times. So show me like it's a little different here. Let me see. So this is 29 payment time. 11-21-66. That I see like $331 different, right? That's for the insurance.
Give me just a moment. I was actually adding that now.
Any question? If I clear off, they will send the title after how many days?
All right. So once the final payment is received, we do go ahead and start the title processing, and that takes 3 to 5 days. And once it's through processing, it
Are you
usually
guys
takes,
sending by UPS or by FedEx? Because
it
I'm in another
comes.
state.
It actually, sometimes it comes by you. I'm sorry, you're where?
I'm in California, Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said something else. Usually it comes by mail, but you can request sometimes to get it a different way if you'd like to. All
All
right, it
right,
all
so
depends on, I mean,
how.
because the laws in different states are different. Because in some states we send everything on over to the DMV for you.
Oh, this is the DMV. All right,
But
so
I'm not sure if it's like that in California or not.
I'm not sure. So, question: when is gonna be this payoff on until next month? I mean, the next 15.
I'm sorry now.
I think I'm gonna take care of first the insurance problem. I already called my broker because I don't know who it's for, but my broker already sent the email of the insurance last January. So I don't think I have to pay the $331. They're gonna work it out. I'm been sending the proof. I'm been insuring for. So it's okay. The 32,861 is good until like next 15.
Right, that's correct. But if you are you wanting to pay it off?
Yeah, I'm waiting until insurance department. Then they're gonna find out if they're gonna take it out that $331 for the insurance you guys are charging me. I don't know why they're putting that. I already have insurance. The insurance expired, and I bought the insurance same days. I'm talking to my broker insurance. They said they email to you and so they're working on it. So I'm gonna make another call on probably on when they fix the money for the insurance. I'm gonna pay to you guys.
Okay, so what you'll do is whenever you're ready to pay the account off, you're going to need to do a 10-day payoff request.
Okay.
And then whenever you do the 10-day payoff request, we'll send over a request for the company to send you the 10-day payoff letter, which is going to actually give you the exact amount that's due on the account. Because what I'm showing that is the general balance is kind of like an estimated amount, the $32,861.27. But the payoff amount may slightly differ from that. It may be just a little bit different.
Yeah. That's true. All right. So what the best way to pay to send a check or pay, go to electronic? How do things work?
Are you mean to do the payoff?
But not right now. I'm gonna do it probably when they probably they're gonna work with a $331 you can see in the system. They charge me $333 for insurance, something I don't have to pay, so they wanna work it out.
Right.
I'm gonna wait until they work it out that if they wanna take it out that $333.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna give you a call and
okay.
All right.
Well, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No. What's the best way to pay the money, electronic, or how the customer pay the money, the safety ways?
Usually, whenever somebody does a payoff, they do it by wire transfer. Like you have to go to the bank and do a wire transfer.
What? How do you call it? Wire transfer?
A wire transfer. W I R E.
Oh, wire transfer.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Thank you very much. So I'm going to give you a call when I'm ready, right? I'm going to wait there to see what the insurance say about that. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem at all, Marco. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling Amor.
Can you please transfer to the insurance department, please?
I'll be glad to. Bear with me just a moment here.
Thank you very much. See you help. Make sure they got the email already, right? Okay.
Bear with me just a moment. I'm just trying to be sure where I need to send you here.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your help.
Let's see here. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over there. I do want to go ahead and thank you for calling Amor, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
I want to say thank you, too. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.